how the orchestra sounds with the full range of frequencies. Speech, too, sounds different if some of the frequencies are prevented from reaching the ear. My voice is now coming through with a normal range of frequencies. Now my voice sounds as it does because we have filtered out all frequencies below 375 cycles per second. Only those frequencies above 375 cycles per second are reaching your ear. If we allow only those frequencies above 2,000 cycles per second to reach your ear, my voice sounds like this.
If really only those frequencies above 2,000 cycles per second to reach your ear, my voice sounds like this. You are being prevented from hearing frequencies below 2,000 cycles per second.
And here's how my voice sounds with all frequencies above 2,000 cycles eliminated from it.
You are now hearing only those frequencies below 2,000 cycles per second.
Now we have filtered out all frequencies above 375 cycles per second. Here's how my voice sounds if we eliminate both very high and very low frequencies.
If we allow only those frequencies between 375 and 2,000 cycles to be heard, my voice will sound like this.
As you can hear, there is quite a difference in the quality of the filtered voice and the normal voice that you are now hearing. Let's see if we can determine when and why dissonance occurs. We'll set two oscillators going so that they both emit pure tones at the same frequency, 256 cycles per second. Now we'll increase the frequency of one while keeping the other constant. Notice the throbbing sound. The sound gets louder, then softer with perfect regularity. This phenomenon is known as beating. It occurs when sound waves of slightly different frequencies and wavelengths are superimposed. When the two waves are in phase, that is, when their compressions and rarefactions arrive at your ear at the same instant, they reinforce each other, and the sound becomes louder. However, the sound wave with a slightly shorter wavelength begins to arrive sooner than the longer wave. Eventually, a compression of one wave arrives at your ear at the same time a rarefaction of the other wave arrives. They neutralize each other, and the ear hears nothing, or at most a very faint sound. As the shorter wave continues to arrive more early, it regains step with a longer wave and reinforces it. So we hear alternately a loud and then a soft sound, a beat. In the example you are hearing, the number of beats per second is 2. The difference between the pure tone frequencies of 256 and 258. If the two pure tones are twice as far apart, say of frequencies of 256 and 260, you will hear 4 beats per second. The greater the difference in frequencies, the more beats we hear. A beat frequency of more than about 10 cycles per second becomes difficult to count, and the beats merge into a roughness or discordant sound. However, if we continue to increase the frequency difference, the sound becomes less dissonant. The sound seems consonant to our ears when the two frequencies have simple ratios, such as 6 to 5. Five to four. 4 to 3. 3 to 2. 2 to 1. It's been comparatively easy for us to demonstrate points of consonance by using pure tones. However, musical tones are not so simple. What sounds consonant to some people may sound dissonant to others. Listen to this orchestral selection. Certainly consonant to our ears. But when the Tannhäuser Overture was first played, critics called it a display of noise and extravagance, and they complained of its dissonance. Now listen to a more recent composition.
Thank you. the music of Bo Hansson on Triad, from his album Music Inspired by Lord of the Rings by Tolkien. The Triad broadcasts weeknights from 8 until 1 from WXFM Elmwood Park 106 FM, serving Chicagoland in stereo from studios in Elmwood Park and from high atop 333 North Michigan Avenue in downtown Chicago. Triad 106 Telefriend Radio. Every Monday at this time, right around 9:30, we get into something on Triad called Sounds from Across the Big Swamp, featuring imported music for the next hour.
When the still sea conspires in armor, and her sullen and aborted currents breed tiny monsters.